today, I want to talk to you about don't blame God.
今天我要跟大家分享主题说不要
ministry time. Don't blame God.
我今天跟大家分享的主题是不要怪罪神。
The reason why I want to talk to you about that is because I just feel this is something that we could easily do. When something goes wrong in our life, we blame God.
为什么我想跟大家分享这个主题？是我觉得说，当我们的人生遇到坎坷的时候，不如意的时候，我们很容易陷入这样的光景，就是去怪罪神。
After all, He is in charge.
尽管说，我们知道神是掌管一切的神。
You know, whenever we are challenged by life,
每当我们生命遇到挑战的时候，
we often ask God, "Where are you? Do you love me?"
我们会常常问神说，神你在哪里？你还爱我吗？
And when we don't find the answer,
当我们找不到生命的答案的时候，
we often turn towards heaven with anger.
可能我们就是带着恼怒来向天长问。
Are you glad that God is patient?
我们是不是很感慨说神其实是很有忍耐的神呢？
God is merciful.
神是怜悯的神呢？
No matter what happened, He loves us.
不管我们做什么样的事，不管发生什么样的事情，他仍然这样的爱我们。
You know, there are reasons why sometimes we don't see things happening.
就有些当中有些原因，为什么我们在生命中看不到一些事情发生？
There are times when we find enormous challenge in life.
当我们在生命当中遇到一些极大的挑战的时候，
You see, nobody claims to understand.
可能有很多人都不明白为什么这样的事会发生。
And there are no one answer that fits all challenges.
但是有一个答案呢，可以解决回答所有的这些挑战。
没有 there is no one explanation.
没有一个说一个解释或者一个答案可以来解释。
We find ourselves in such a situation.
当我们自己面对这样的光景的时候，
We must confess one thing.
我们必须要宣称一件事情。
Don't let the devil steal this away from you.
不要让仇敌把这个东西从你生命当中偷取了。
That God has never changed.
就是神是永远不改变的神。
Amen.
Amen.
If we start claiming that God doesn't love us, then we are actually saying that God, you are not trustworthy.
如果我们开始说神啊，你开始说神你不爱我的时候，那么我们间接在说神你是不值得信靠的神。
How many of us know that a lot of actors and celebrities appear very, very good people?
其实我们在现实当中，我们看到很多的明星演员，他们好像在人面前都是很光鲜亮丽的一面。
But they are not like that until you get to know them.
但是可能你逐渐认识那种现实生活中他们的时候，你发觉可能跟你看到的并不一样。
They wear a mask.
可能他们在人面前是戴着一个面具的。
But God does not wear any masks.
但是神在我们面前是不戴任何面具的。
Whenever we find challenges, one thing that God has not changed, and that is He loves us.
当我们面对挑战的时候，有一个真理是不改变的，就是神永远爱我们。
And He is still in control.
他仍然在掌权。
Even though we are struggling.
就算我们有挣扎有难处。
You see, many times we can't find the answer.
很多时候我们找不到那个问题的答案。
But then other times, there is an explanation.
那么但是有的时候呢，确实那些问题确实有一种解释的方法。
You see, when someone is struggling with God,
当有人与神在挣扎的时候，
and often it's for Christians.
很多时候是我们基督徒有这样的光景。
God is actually taking you through a process.
神其实在这过是在带领你经历一个过程。
Processes are very important to God.
这个过程于神而言是很重要的。
He does not use the human process.
神所使用的不是人的方法。
The human process, when we are young, we go to school, and then we go on and on and on. There is a particular different stages, and we are fixed with that kind of way of thinking.
对于我们人乃于人而言，我们有人那种思维，我们接受这个世界的那个系统，我们去学校一步按部就班的来做。
The world has one process to fit everybody.
我这个世界有一个系统，有个程式可以来适用每个人。
But many of us don't fit that process.
但是我们仍然有很多人我们觉得不适应于这种方式。
But God has a process unique for every person.
但是神对于每个人而言有一个量身定做的一个方式。
And many of us today, we are going through that process that God has ordained.
那么我们今天我们每个人所经历这个过程是神为我们量身定做的。
And that process will take you into God's destiny for you.
在我们经历这个过程的时候，神会带领我们进入到神为我们命定的那个地方。
And so therefore, when you see somebody struggling as a Christian, do not be judgmental.
所以当我们看到有些基督徒他们在生命中有挣扎的时候，我们一定不要带有论断的想法。
But we pray and we praise God.
并且我们就为他们代祷，并且来赞美神。
We pray in love and in support.
我们用爱来支持他们。
Because that person is going through the process that God has ordained for him or her.
因为我们看到的这个人，他可能正在经历神所为他预定的这个过程。
Amen.
Amen.
Other times when God does not answer our prayers or something is not happening, that is because He is fulfilling prophecy for the nation.
很多时候，当我们神没有好像神没有垂听祷告，或者神没有按照我们的方式来成就的时候，是神要成就在这个世代的一些预言。
He is fulfilling history.
神在成就这个历史。
And so there we can see this example in the Bible where Israel, you have the individuals going through a process and you have the nation going through a process.
所以我们纵观以色列的历史，我们看到在那个时代，以色列的百姓他们个人经过那个过程，那么他们作为以色列国民，他们整个国家也经历一个过程。
Even when a nation or an individual is backsliding,
尽管这些以色列的百姓和他们整个民族都在倒退离远离神的时候，
God's final decision and desire always wants to bring back and restore.
神对他们最后的一个决定和最终的一个心意都是要把他们带回来。
It is not about rejecting us.
并不是在乎要来拒绝我们。
It is not about judging us.
并不是在乎要来审判论断我们。
Judgment, God has already ordained and already reserved that time for it when we all die.
当我们都离世的时候，神已经预定的那个时候，让我们来接受审判。
That is when God will judge us as Christians in what we call the Bema throne.
那我们站在那个宝座前，我们接受神为我们每一个基督徒所预定的那个审判。
And for the non-believers, it's the great white throne judgment.
那么对于那些不信的人来说，他们是要站在神的白大白色大宝座前接受审判。
When God is on the earth,
但是当神在这个地上的时候，
Yes, He judges nations, He judges people, but that's not His main aim.
是的，他会审判国家，他会审判个人，但是那并不是他最终的一个目的。
His main aim is to save.
因为他最终的目的是要来拯救。
When somebody is drowning in the sea, we as Christians cannot say God is judging you.
当我们看到有人在水里面要淹死的时候，我们不能说神要在审判这个人。
You know, church is one of the worst places when a soldier has fought for decades, and when they fall, we kick them and help the enemy.
其实很多时候我们觉得很难以置信，看到说当那些士兵他们为了国家征战的时候，但是一到他们征战，然后之后他们跌倒，然后我们做的就是把他们踢出去。
When a brother or a sister is sinking in the sea.What they need is someone to throw them a rope.
当我们看到弟兄姊妹他们好像掉在那个海里面在挣扎的时候，我们所做的就是给他们丢一个救生绳给他们。
God is primarily spending His time and restoration of individuals.
神在神的旨意当中，最重要的是对个人的一个救赎，还有一个修复的工作。
How many times have we seen Israel?Been unfaithful to God, and God each time restores them.
我们有多少次看到以色列历史当中神，那以色列民都背逆离弃神的时候，神一次又一次来修复他们，来引他们回转。
So whatever the reason why people are going through all kinds of difficulties, we must remember, don't blame God.
所以，当我们在生命中遇到不管什么样的困难的时候，让我们一定记住，不要去指责神、怪罪神。
Holding on to the work of Jesus Christ.
让我们紧紧抓住基督耶稣已经做成的功。
No matter what happens, we have access to God.
不管发生什么事情，我们都可以来到神的面前。
And no matter what happens when we pray, He will eventually speak to us.
当我们不管遇到什么样的情况，只要我们不断的祈求，神一定会垂听我们的祷告。
Do you know, brothers and sisters, at any time, one day, one phone call, one email could change your life.
弟兄姊妹，你们没有想象到，只要一天，可能一个电话、一个邮件的一个出现，就会彻底的改变我们的生命。
You see, the devil wants to destroy the testimony of God.
仇敌想用各种方法来摧毁基督耶稣的见证。
What we hear from the media, what we hear from some gloom and doom Christians, is not what God is doing.
当我们看到这些社交媒体上的新闻，我们看到一些某些基督徒他们那些不好的那些回馈的时候，并不是代表神真正在做什么。
God is a lot better than what we think.
神比我们想象的好很多。
Amen.
Amen.
If I ask you this question,
如果今天
which people group has the majority of the wealth of this earth?
如果我问大家一个问题，在这个世上是哪种人拥有最多这个世界上的财富？
I had to look this up.
我真的自己有做一些调查。
I googled it.
然后我去网上 Google 搜索。
Did you know when you compare all the different people groups?
当我们来
compare all the different groups in the world.
让我们把世界上各种那些拥有财富有的人的那个那些族类比对比。
55% of the world's worth.Belongs to the Christians.
世界上55%的财富是属于基督徒的。
That doesn't how you feel like, isn't it? You feel like the world is overtaken by darkness. Jesus is coming back soon. The world is going to end. How come 55% of the entire earth's wealth belong to the Christians?
当我们看到这个数据的时候，世界上55%的世界的财富都属于基督徒，你觉得好像难以置信，因为你觉得好像看似这个地球被黑暗所吞食了。
In other words, there is money for revival.
那么换言之，就是我们有这个财富，有这个金钱来实现复兴。
5.8% belongs to the Muslim.
那么有5.8%的财富呢，属于伊斯兰民。
It feels like the other way around, doesn't it?
但是我们感觉好像是另外一种感觉。
3.3% belong to the Hindus.
那么有3.3%的那种财富属于印度人。
And 1.1%
印度教的人。
To the Jews.
那么
1.1% belongs to the Jews.
1.1%的那种财富呢属于犹太人。
Now the devil and then the rest belongs to everybody else.
那么剩下的财富呢属于其他的人。
So the wealth is not in the Chinese, Japanese, not with the Muslims, not with anyone.But belongs to the kingdom of God.
所以就是这个世界的财富并不属于中国人或者日本人或者伊斯兰人，但是是属于神的国度。
56% of the world's millionaires and billionaires are Christian.
这个世上56%的百万富翁、亿万富翁都是基督徒。
6.5% belongs to our Muslims.
那么6.4%的这些亿万富翁呢是属于
3.9% Hindus.
是回民的，另外的3.4%是印度教的人。
1.7% Jews.
什么1.5%的那是属于犹太教的人。
The rest belongs to everybody else.
那么剩余的财富呢，是就分配给其他人。
Now you, I know what you are asking, but what kind of Christians are these?
可能你会问这样的问题，那么你刚刚说的那50%几的那基督徒是怎样的基督徒呢
？It doesn't matter. What matters is it demonstrates that God is.Faithful.
但是我就你那个问题不重要，重要的是证明的神是信实的神。
But that doesn't mean the Christians are faithful.
但是并不代表说基督徒是信实的。
Because if half of the world belongs to the kingdom of God, how come the world is going downhill in many areas?
因为就是如果我们就是看按照我们这个数据显示50%以上的财富属于基督徒，为什么这个世界是往下发展呢
？That is because.The Christians who receive the blessings of God are not faithful.
但是换言之，我们可能看到说，能领受神祝福的这群基督徒，他们并没有对神是可信的。
The Bible tells us God was faithful to Israel.
在圣经里面，我们看到神是信实的神，对以色列人来。
What was a barren land became flowing with milk and honey.
那个曾经很贫瘠的那个地，变成了牛奶与蜜之地。
But were the Israelites?Faithful.
但是那些以色列人他们对神忠诚吗
Most of the time, no.
很大部分时间他们都是悖逆的。
That's when they went into captivity.
这就是为什么神让他们进入了被掳之地。
So instead of searching for their own hearts, why?
所以当我们来寻求我们来看我们检查我们的心的时候，为什么
？They blame God.
因为他们不断的来怪罪神。
And seek another idol.
然后他们去被追随一些其他的偶像。
But what these statistics tells us that God is faithful to the Christians.
但是从这个数据我们可以看出神对于我们神的子民基督徒是很信实的。
Go and look it up on the internet yourself.
如果大家不相信我说的记得去 Google 上面去找来看看。
I was so surprised.
我看到的时候我也很诧异。
You see, today I want to give you an example. I want to show how a king blamed God for everything that happened in that nation.
我今天一个君王如何来为了发生在这个国家的每一件事情来怪罪神
？Instead of seeing their own faults，
与其来找自己检查自己的过错，他们来怪罪神。
Instead of seeing the backsliding nation that Israel has become，
与其来看到他们这个国家这个百姓他们的倒退和悖逆。
Rather than run towards God like David would, when David did wrong, he ran towards God.
真的没有像好像大卫王，他当时犯罪冒犯神的时候，他转身回转向神来寻求神。
But this king was so arrogant that he refused to seek God.
但是这个君王如此的傲慢，他拒绝来寻求神的面。
But in that story, God promised in one day he would turn the nation around.
但是在那个故事当中，神一说，在一夜之间，他可以让这个国家翻转。
But none of them believed it.
但是没有一个人相信神的话。
So they saw it, but never tasted the goodness of God.
他们见到，但是并没有品尝到神的良善。
We can find this story in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 24.
我们在列王记下的六章二十四节可以来看一看。
It says here, and it happened after that.Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his army and went up and besieged Samaria.
这里说此后亚兰王便哈达聚集他的全军上来围困撒玛利亚。
And there was a great famine in Samaria, and indeed they besieged it until a donkey's head was sold for 80 shekels of silver, and one-fourth of a cab of which is a cup of dove droppings for 5 shekels of silver.
于是撒玛利亚被围困，有饥荒，甚至一个驴头值银50舍克勒，二升的鸽子粪也值银5舍克勒。
How many of you are willing to pay 80 pieces of silver for a donkey's head?
有多少人愿意花80舍克勒来买一个驴头呢？
According to the laws of Israel.It was unclean to eat such a thing.
因为在按照以色列的律法来说呢，驴头呢是不洁净之物。
How many of you would be willing to pay 5 pieces of silver for 1 cup of bird's dropping, which you can get for free in Trafalgar Square?
有多少人愿意花50舍克勒的价银来买那个鸽子的粪？可能你平时就是免费的可以拿去的。
You would, because when you are starving.
但是当你饥饿的时候，饥荒的时候，你可能就愿意
做这件事。Why is there value in a cup of droppings?
为什么在这个鸽子粪里面都有这样的价值呢？
Because in that dropping could maybe, just maybe, some seeds, some food that you can eat.
但是可能在这个鸽子粪当中，可能就有一些种子，可以一些食物，你可能可以来吃。
Secondhand food.
就是在消化的食物。
But when you are hungry and desperate, that's what happened.
就是当你饥饿很迫切的时候，这种情况就会发生。
And so Israel, through its backsliding, God has allowed that nation to be besieged by the Syrian army.
所以当以色列人他们被逆神的时候，真的神让撒玛利亚人来围困他们。
And then next verse.Then as the king of Israel passing by on that wall, a woman cried to him, saying, Help my lord, O king.
然后有一日以色列王在城上经过，有一个妇人向他呼叫说，我主我王啊，求你帮助。
Verse 27, this is what the king says. If the Lord does not help you, where can I find for you? From the threshing floor or from the wine press?
王说，耶和华不帮助你，我从何处帮助你？是从禾场呢，还是从酒榨呢？
In other words, the king has completely lost faith in God.
所以这个时候就看得出王对于神完全失去了信心。
Pastor, help me!
如果有人来对我说，牧师，牧师，求你帮助我。
If God doesn't even help me, why would he help you?
我可能我就好像我在对那个人说，如果神都不帮我，我怎么帮你呢？
You see, not only has the nation been besieged, but the very heart and the mind of the king is in a stronghold.
所以我们看到不光是这个国家被围困，包括这个君王的心思意念都已经在一个营垒当中。
You see, when the enemy has destroyed the testimony of God in you, he forms a stronghold in your mind and your heart that you cannot believe that God will ever do anything good.
所以当我们的生命当中仇敌毁坏了一切神在我们生命中的见证和作为的时候，我们的意念我们的头脑当中有一种营垒，让我们不能去相信神是良善的神。
Sometimes it takes statistics to wake us up.
神的时候需要一些数据来让我们从这个城市当中醒过来。
A recent survey says 70% of the young generation, whether they're Christians or Muslim, they pray.
那么调查显示在 70% 的那些年轻人一代呢，不管他们是基督徒还是穆斯林也好，他们都会祷告。
Now look at the stronghold that is in the mind of the church. Nobody wants to know God. Nobody wants to believe.
那我们看到说在那个教会当中仇敌在人的意念当中所放的营垒，很多人他们不想来认识神，不想来相信神。
Who told you that? It's propaganda called the mediaThat the devil is telling you.
那么其实就是这一个仇敌借着这个媒体这个是个方式来告诉我们这样的事情。
The church always has to raise money when 55% of wealth is in the church.
好像我们教会常常要做这个募捐的活动，然而我们纵观这个世界，55%的财富都在基督徒的里面。
You see, the stronghold in our minds, we see God the opposite, rather than trusting what the Bible says about God.
很多时候因为我们一年当中的营垒让我们对神的认知都是相反的，与其去相信神在圣经里面所讲的应许。
Here is the king. If the Lord does not help you, where can I find help? Where can I find help for you? In other words, I don't believe you got no chance.
所以就是这里王说，如果耶和华不帮助你，我从何处帮助你呢？就说我对王对这个王，我对神都没有信心。
我死了，你都死了。
I die, you die.
我没有了，你都没有。
I have nothing, and you have nothing either.
You see, so we read on.
那我们接着读。
Then the king said to her, "What is troubling you?" She answered, "Is that verse? Is that she? That's it." As she answered, this woman said to me, "Give your son."That we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow.
王问妇人说，你有什么苦处？他回答说，这妇人对我说，将你的儿子取来，我们今日可以吃，明日可以吃我的儿子。
That's how severe the starvation is.
就是那种饥荒在他们当中是多么多么的厉害。
And yet the king,His heart was so hardened, he still did not turn to God.
但是这个君王的心如此的刚硬，他听了这样的话，他还没有回转向神。
You would have thought that when he heard this particular situation, he would turn towards God.
你可能会想说，当他听了这个妇人讲了这种情况，他可能会心软，会回转向神。
No, it got harder.
但是反而他变得更刚硬了。
Brothers and sisters, I ask you, I ask Ruth.
弟兄姊妹，我们问你。
I ask all the mothers.
我问我们当中所有的母亲。
If you have no food,
如果你没有食物的时候
，Would you eat your children?
你会忍心吃你的孩子吗
？Surely these women are not crazy.
当然，这些妇人他们不是疯了。
But it was so severe that this woman said, You got a son, and I've got a son.
就是这个饥荒厉害到这种情况，但是两个妇人他们说，你有一个儿子，我有一个儿子。
Here I got a good idea.
然后我有一个好办法。
Today let's eat your son first.
今天呢，我们把你的儿子煮来吃了。
Tomorrow we eat our my son.
然后明天呢，把我的儿子来煮来吃了。
And what happened?
然后接着发生什么事
？After eating that lady's son, she went and hid her son.
然后就是把。这个妇人的儿子吃了以后，到隔天要轮到吃他的儿子的时候，他把他的儿子给藏起来了。
I'm pretty sure that that son also ate some of that other boy.
我确定，可能他这个妇人的儿子可能也吃了那个小男孩的肉。
And because of that, she complained to the king.
就是因为发生这样的事情呢，然后这个妇人来到君王面前来投诉这件事情。
You know, this when you read this from the scripture, your heart should be breaking.
当我们读到这样的经文的时候，可能我们心里会很痛苦，很难过。
God will never allow this to happen in your life.
神会绝对不会允许这样的事情发生在你的生命当中。
And I tell you why it's happened.
我告诉大家为什么会发生这个事。
Let's read on.
让我们继续读。嗯？
Now that's what's happened. Where's 32? Sorry, where's the...No, where's verse 30? When the king heard the woman's words, he tore his robe and he went along the wall. The people looked, and underneath he had sackcloth on his body.
王听见妇人的话，就撕裂了衣服。王在城上经过，百姓看见王贴身穿着麻衣。
Verse 31.Then he said, God, do so to me also, if the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, remains on him today.
王说我今日若容沙法的儿子以利沙的头扔在他颈项上，愿神重重的降罚于我。
Instead of blaming himself, he blames the man of God. In other words, he blames God.
说，与其他在自己身上找原因，他在怪罪那另外一个神的仆人，其实就是怪罪神。
That woman ate yellow woman's son. It's all because of the pastor's fault.
这个妇人会吃另外一个妇人的儿子，都是那个牧师的错。
But rather than saying why are we eating children,
与其是去找这个事情的缘由，为什么会彼此吃那个？孩子呢?
And the truth is, will be is found in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 52 to verse 53.
那么在生命记二十八章。
We go to Deuteronomy.
在生命记的二十八章。
28.
二十八章五十二到五十三节。
It said, in the blessing and curses that Moses told Israel.
在祝福和咒诅当中，摩西告诉以色列民
：When you break the law，
当你违背了律法的时候
；When you are unfaithful，
当你不忠诚的时候
，Moses said to Israel， "This is what will happen to you."
那么摩西对以色列民说：“这就是你们要受到的一个咒诅。”
He said, "They, which is your enemy, shall besiege you at your gates until your high and fortified walls in which you trust."Come down throughout all your land, and you shall besiege, they shall besiege you at all the gates throughout all the land which the Lord God has given you.
这里说，他们必将你困在你的各城里，直到你所倚靠的高大坚固的城墙都被攻塌。他们必将你困在耶和华你神所赐你遍地的各城里。
So this besiege in Israel.Was because it was part of the curse.
所以以色列民他们所遭受的这个围困逼迫，其实是他们受到的一个咒诅之一。
And verse 53 says, "You shall eat what? The fruit of your own body, the flesh of your sons and your daughters, whom the Lord has given you in the siege and desperate straits in which your enemies shall distress you."
在五十三节说，你在仇敌的围困窘迫之中，必吃你本身所生的，就是耶和华你神所赐给你的儿女之肉。
You see, the king should memorize the scriptures.
所以其实这个君王应该知晓耶和华神的律法的。
The king should know the laws.
他们得知道神的律法。
And when a nation has broken the laws, when a nation has gone away from God, he should know my nation, my kingdom will be besieged.And my people end up eating their own children.
所以因为其实按照律法他们应该知道当他们的国度来违背神背逆神 离弃神的时候他的国度会受到这样一个咒诅就是被仇敌所围困。
So it is not the hunger, it is the curse that the women end up eating their children.
所以并不是只是单纯的因为饥饿而是他们所受到的一个咒诅引发他们要生自己的、吃自己的儿女之肉。
You see, in a situation like this,
在他们所遇到那个光景当中
you need to hear God.
我们需要听到神的声音。
Brothers and sisters, when we are faced with challenges,
弟兄姊妹，当我们的生命当中遇到挑战的时候
当
我们不知道为什么发生这件事情
whether God is taking us through a process or not,
不管神是不是在领我们经过一个过程的时候
whether we are experiencing God's judgment on a nation,or God fulfilling a prophecy or not.
不管我们是经历一个神在一个、审判一个国家或是神在实现他在一个土地上的一个预言的时候
We shouldn't be guessing.
我们都不应该来盲猜
Shouldn't be judgmental.
我们不需要带有论断的思想
We shouldn't be assuming.
我们不应该来假设
We need the prophetic.
我们需要一个先知性的
We need the prophets. We need to hear God.
我们需要先知我们需要听到神的声音
GodWhat is going on in my life? What is happening in my nation?
我想说神啊到底在我们的生命中发生了什么在我们的国家在发生什么
This is not right that I'm eating my son, that I'm eating someone else's son. This is not right.
我们在吃彼此的儿女血肉的时候我们这种情况不应该发生的为什么会发生这样的事呢
That is the time when we need to come before the throne of God and say, Why, Lord?
这就是因为我们应该来到神的宝座前来寻求他的面。
And no matter what happens, God will speak.
不管发生什么我相信神都会对我们说话。
God is not a dumb idol.
神不是一个哑巴的神。
He wants to tell us.
神要想要对我们说话。
You've got to remember, when you hear the voice of God, it will not be a condemnation. It will be a voice of restoration.
我们要记住当我们听到神的声音的时候不是一个论断的声音但而是一个修复重建我们的声音。
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If it's a condemnation, it has to be the devil.
如果是一个定罪的声音那么一定是从仇敌而来的。
That is why, brothers and sisters, we make sure whenever we need to hear the voice of God, be confident that if you seek Him, you will hear Him.
所以弟兄姊妹们当我们真的很需要听到神声音的时候我们要这样的信心知道当我们来寻求他的时候我们就一定能听到他的声音。
And look at verse 33.
那我们、
verse 33 of 2 Kings chapter 6.
我们回去看列王记下的、刚刚那个32节。
And while he was still talking with them, there was a messenger coming down to him. And the king said, surely the calamity is from the Lord.Wait for the Lord any longer.
三十三，你说正说话的时候，使者来到，王也到了，说：“这灾祸是从耶和华那里来的，我何必再仰望耶和华呢？”
That is why when things are not going right in our lives, we are like King. The first thing we assume, I must have sinned against God.
那么就好像我们生命中发生一些事情的时候，我们就好像这个君王一样，我们第一，我们假设说，哦，我是不是冒犯了神？
God is punishing me.
神是在惩罚我，降灾于我。
God is judging.
在审判我。
Amen. And so what the devil wants you to do is slowly become disappointed with yourself, and slowly you begin to turn away from God.
所以那个仇敌想做的就是让你慢慢的对你自己失望，以致你慢慢的开始远离神。
Look at the king. He says, surely.All of this calamity is from the Lord. No, it is from the curse.
所以看那个君王他的回答，他说哇，这一切的灾祸都是从耶和华来的，其实并非这样，而是从一些咒诅来的。
Amen. There are things that may happen in your life. It could be something that has nothing to relate to you.
那么可能在你生命中发生的事情，可能有时候根本跟你没有关系。
Or it could be that God is taking you a process so you can see what's going on.
或者是神在带领你经历一个过程，以致让你看到在
offsetting you free.
神可能在经历这个过程，在真正的释放你。
Amen. You look at David. You look at Joseph. When God called them.It didn't just happen. God took them through a process.
当我们纵观大卫王和约瑟的生命的时候，神不是让他们立即就实现，而是带他们经历一段路程。
So that you can inherit that which God has ordained to give you.
这样他们才可以预备好来承受神所应许他们的一切。
But instead, look at the king. He says, "Surely this calamity is from God, from the Lord. Why should I wait for the Lord any longer?"
所以这里王说，这个灾祸一定是从耶和华神那里来的，我何必再仰望他呢？
Why should I pray?
为什么我应该来祷告呢？
It's all the pastor's fault.
都是那个牧师的错。
It's all the church's fault.
都是教会的错。
Amen? You see what the enemy's doing?
很多时候就是仇敌的作为。
It's to do with the curse.
但是其实很多时候是原因
是咒诅。It's to do with the effects of what the enemy's done.
是因为这个仇敌在我们生命中所做的带来了一个效果。
But the person that can do anything about it is not you.
但是能让一切有所改观的并不是你。
The person is God.
而是神才可以带来改变。
Look at him. He did exactly the opposite.
但是这个君王却刚刚做了相反的事情。
He said, I'm not going to pray anymore. I'm not going to wait upon God anymore.
他说我不再会来仰望神，不会再寻求神来等候神了。
Guess what?When that happens, okay, you stay like that.
但是看看当他如果真的有这样的态度的时候，他的结局就可想而知。
When you are under the enemy's feet, your face will always be on the ground.
当我们在仇敌的脚下的时候，那我们可能脸都是扑倒在地上的。
What you need is to hear the voice of God.
你所需要的确实是需要听到神的声音。
And here is the voice of God in chapter 1, verse 1. Chapter 7, verse 1.
那么这就是神的声音，在第列王记下七章。
Then Elijah says, "Hear the word of the Lord." Hallelujah.
这是以利沙说，你们要听耶和华的话。
When you and I are struggling, the very thing that we need is to hear the voice of God.
当我们在面临挣扎的时候，我们所需要的就是听到耶和华神的声音。
And when you cannot hear the voice of God at home, come to church.
如果你在家里面你觉得很难听到神的声音的时候，那么一定来到教会。
Because somebody who can hear the voice of God may just that day speak to you what God is saying.
因为我们当中可能有可以听到神声音的那些器皿，可能在那一天就可以为你听到神的。
When people are desperate for God, they come to church, and then suddenly, the sermon or a word of knowledge.Or something like that. It hits that person and sets them free and put the world back right for them.
所以我真的经历过无数次经历，当有我们当中有些弟兄姊妹，他们非常迫切的时候，他们来到教会当中，神借着讲道也好，借着某些智慧的言语也好，来对他们说话，以致他们从这个窘迫当中来释放他们。
I tell you, when the word of God is spoken, faith is restored. Your eyes begin to open.
当神的话语来释放的时候，我们的信心得到巩固，我们的眼睛得以看见。
If you can't hear God, let the church help you to hear.
如果我们自己觉得好像很难听到神的声音，让我们的教会来帮助你一起来听神的声音。
I'm speaking to everybody here, and especially some people online.
我对我们这里的每一个人讲，同时也对我们特别在网上的弟兄姊妹。
And in my spirit, I can see people who you have.Only logged on for the first time for a long time.
在我里面，我感觉我们网上一些人，你可能是很久之后你才第一次来参加我们的网上聚会。
You have not participated because you feel God has disappointed you.
你可能很久没有参加教会的聚会，因为你觉得神让你失望了。
But you need to hear God.
但是我告诉你，你需要听到神的声音。
Today,
你要听神今天对你说的话。
You need to hear His voice.
你先要听到他的声音。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, Bill Johnson says this. All this Bill Johnson says, we will know our mind is renewed when the impossible looks logical.
Bill Johnson 他曾经说过一句这样的话，当一切看似超自然的事情变成很正常的一件事，很正常的事的时候，我们就知道我们的意念得到更新了。
See, when you start hearing him, when God starts breaking through, this is what happens.
当我们开始听到神的声音，当我们看到神已经有突破的时候，
our minds are renewed.
我们的意念会得到更新。
We begin to think the impossible.
我们开始去相信了不可能的事。
That's why he says here, let me repeat, we will know our mind is renewed when the impossible looks logical.
当我们开始觉得不可能的事变成觉得理所应当的时候，那么就代表说我们的意念得到更新了。
And look at Elijah, he says, tomorrow, about this time, a seah of flour shall be sold for one shekel.And two seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria.
这里的话，耶和华如此说：明日约到这时候，在撒玛利亚的城门口，一细亚细面要卖银一舍克勒，二细亚大麦也要卖银一舍克勒。
Suddenly, in one day, just one day,
他说在一夜之间
，everything became a pound shop.
他说所有东西都变成一元店了。
You can get all of this for a pound.
你把所有的那些所需的东西你一元店。
It becomes so cheap and so abundant.
所有东西就变成非常的便宜，变成非常的丰盛了。
But then, look at the reaction. The officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, look, if the Lord wouldmake windows in heaven, could this thing be? And he said, in fact, you shall see it with your eyes, but not eat of it.
第二节，有一位搀扶王的军长对神人说，即便耶和华使天开了窗户，也不能有这事。以利沙说，你必亲眼看见，却不得吃。
You see, brothers and sisters, when the impossibility does not look logical, you will not believe.
对，当我们觉得那种不可能的事情对我们来说是不可能的时候，那么就是我们很难相信。
You need faith to believe that God will give you that faith.
如你需要信心来相信神会给你的信心。
I often have no faith in something, but when I pray and pray and pray, guess what happens? Faith enters your heart. What seems impossible becomes possible.
很多时候我对有些事情很缺乏信心，但是我祷告祷告，直到神给我这样的信心，让我相信不可能的事变为可能。
How can a siege end in one day?
这种仇敌的围困怎么可能一夜之间就没有了呢？
How can you from one day from a position of death to become a position of victory?
我们怎么可能在一种死亡的窘迫困境当中一夜之间变成一种得胜的状况呢？
Utterly impossible.
这是极大的不可能的。
And so the king and the officials did not believe.
所以这个君王和他的那些官员都选择不相信。
And guess what? Because they didn't believe, they never experienced it.
这是因为他们的不信，让他们无法来经历这样的一种可能。
Oh, London can't be saved. My life can't change.
哦，伦敦。不可能得救的，我的生命哇要改变太难了。
My family is too hard to save.
我的家人要得救也难上加难。
But they can be saved in one day.
但是如果神说他们可以一夜之间得救的呢？
But if you don't believe, you can see it happen, but you won't enjoy what has happened.
但是如果你不相信的话，可能这个事情会在你眼前发生，但是你却不能享受这样一个福乐。
You see, God can prosper Christians even at a time of famine.
就是我们的神既然在灾荒饥荒当中也使我们的基督徒得丰盛。
If you don't believe, you will see other people prosper, but not you.
如果你不相信的话，可能你会见到其他人丰盛，但是你自己却没有不能经历这种丰盛。
Because the others carried on pursuing after God, going to church because they can't hear the voice of God and they hear the voice of God.
你看有如果其他人他们没有放弃继续的追寻神，即便他们自己听不到神的声音，他们去教会要听神的声音。
It is only the voice of God that can give us the faith that we need.
神的听到神的声音给我们带来极大的一个信心。
Amen.
Amen.
And so this is how they did it. This is how God did it.
接下来我们可以看神如此成就他的话。
So there were four lepers.
然后这里有四个患大麻风的人。
How many of you would imagine God will use four lepers?
有多少个人会想象得到神使用四个长大麻风的人去做这个事情？
God always do things that no one can ever think of.
神的智慧是超乎我们想象，神用我们想象不到的方法来成就。
But after you read the story, it becomes logical.
但是我们读了这个故事以后，觉得哦，好像觉得是说得通这个事情。
Before the story, it is impossible.
但是在读这个故事之前，你觉得要做成的事，一夜之间是不可能的呀。
But what God wants you to do is after you heard from Him, believe.
但是神要求你的是，当你听到了他的话的时候，你就相信。
Believe that he will carry out what he said.
相信神能够成就他所说的话。
You see, everybody knew Elisha never gets things wrong.
我们知道以利沙是真的听神声音的一个先知。
And what does the king do? He wants to kill him.
但是那些人想做什么，却想要谋杀他。
He wants to kill the pastor.
他们想杀到那个牧师，杀到那个神人。
Kill the prophet.
杀掉那个先知和神人。
Because he's angry.
因为他心里很恼怒。
But when he can't, and the prophet speaks, he doesn't believe.
但是当这个先知说话的时候，他却不相信。
Nothing changes until you receive the word of God.
直到我们领受神的话，也不会有任何事
情发生。Your heart will stay hardened. Your mind will stay, your eyes will stay blind until you receive the word of God.
直到我们领受神的话语，我们的眼睛还是瞎眼的，我们的心还是刚硬的。
Because all you can see is the siege and the hunger.
因为你眼睛所能看到在你面前的就是围困和饥荒。
And the bones of the children that you've eaten.
或者是你所吃到的你的儿子的那些骨头。
Amen.
Amen.
That's not the kind of God we serve.
这并不是我们所侍奉的那位神。
When he speaks, everything changes. When you receive an email and a phone call from God, everything changes.
当神说话的时候，一切会发生改变。当我们收到一个电话，收到一封邮件的时候，你所盼望的事情会发生改变。
Amen. So God sends four lepers.
所以这里神派了四个长大麻风的人。
They said, "We're starving."
说哎呀我们好饿啊。
Let's go and surrender to the Syrian army.
那我们就去投降那个撒玛利亚那个军队。
And perhaps they will give us some food.
可能他们会给我们一些食物吧。
In the end, if they kill us, we lose nothing.
如果我们就到时候他们把我们杀了，那我们也没什么损失。
Do you know that is the exact attitude that we should have?
这其实应该我们有的一种态度。
Things are hard anyway.
反正事情都已经很难了。
I'm about to die.
反正要死了。
If God really spoke,
如果神真的说了呢？
I have nothing to lose but to believe it.
那么就是我相信的话，我也没有任何损失可言，不是吗？
Amen. I can go and stone my pastor and stone the prophet later.
如果神没有说，可能我晚一点去把那个牧师或者神人打死都没问题。
I have nothing to lose.
我没有任何损失，不是吗？
Amen.If God is in this church, surely he will speak and he will fulfill.
如果神真的在这个教会，神一定会说话，并且成就他所说的话。
In your situation, if God shows you a scripture, if God speaks to you through another person, and you know that you know God has spoken.
如果在你的情况当中，神借着话语对你说话，或者借着其他的肢体对你说话，你知道是神在对你说。
Things will change.
那么事情就一定会发生改变。
But if you don't believe,
但是如果你不相信的话，
things will never change.
那么当然事情不会发生任何的改变。
Amen. Amen. So they went out to the camp.
所以呢，这个就是大麻风的人就去到那个军营。
And found it was empty.
然后看到那些仇敌的那个军扎实营都是空一空，
the,
空空如也。
All the food, all the possessions.All the gold and silver is all there.
他们所有那些食物、财物、牛羊牲畜全部都留在那边。
What happened?
发生什么事情了呢？
See, the night before, the Syrian army heard a mighty army coming towards them.
当时呢，在头一晚的时候，那个仇敌的军队他们就听到一个巨大的声音，好像是另外一个更强大的军队要来
临。
And
in verse 6 of chapter 7, in their minds, they think, it's the Hittites, and it is the Egyptians. they're coming.
那么当时在六章的七节，他们说他们的一年当中，他们以为是那个希凯的那种外族人，还有埃及人比他们更强大的军队来了。
In those days, the army that you fear the most are the Hittites.
他们在那个时候对很多人来说，他们最惧怕、最恐惧的就是那个希凯那个那族人。
The Hittites are the most ruthless army.
那族人是非常残忍、残暴的一族人。
The herd, they didn't see, they just heard.
那个时候他们只听到了，好像有那个风声，军队来的声音。
It was enough to destroy that army.
就是这个意念都可以足够来摧毁整个军队。
They left everything, they ran for their life, they left behind all the food, they left behind everything in order to escape.
所以他们就弃营而跑，他们就狼狈的全部留下他们一切的财富就跑掉了。
All that pain and suffering that the king went through.
所以在这个以色列国王他们经历的所有的痛苦。
All that fear of the Syrian army.
他们对那个叙利亚经历所有的那种惧怕。
When we look at our problems, when we look at our individual problems, when we look at our nation's problem, when we look at our problem of the church, it looks so impossible.
所以当我们纵观我们自己的生命，我们看到我们的问题，看到我们这个国家的问题，我们教会的问题的时候，觉得好像非常的庞大这个问题。
That's why problems are called problems, because they look impossible.
但我们为什么这个问题会称为问题，就是因为你觉得不可能得以解决。
How is God going to deliver Israel? The people say, even when the heavens open, with all his resources, we still won't be delivered. That's what the king and the officials said.
所以那个对于那个君王和军长和君王说，他的就算神打开天窗，那么也不可能成就这事呀。
Even if God sends an army and angel to my home, I will still be trapped in this problem.
就算神派天兵天使来了我家中，可能我也还是被困在我的这个问题当中。
How did God deliver them?
神怎么来拯救了他们呢？
By a pair of loudspeakers.
就是呢，用一对那很大的那扩音器。
It's just some angels with a stereo system.With a CD that sounds like an army, and it just said, whoa, can I, can I, can I?
可能他们就派了 一帮天使 拿了一个扩音器，放了一对好像看听似好像军队的声音播放出来。
God didn't even need to do anything, just make some noise.
神不需要动一个手指，放一些声音。
Hallelujah!
把他们一夜之间摧毁。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
That's why when God does things, he does it in style.
当神做事情的时候，神出手的时候，就会让人惊讶。
He mocks the enemy.
他真的是大大的笑话敌人。
A mighty Syrian army ran for its life because they heard something. They heard some noise.
想想这个巨大的一个庞大的军队，因为他们听到一些声音，他们就弃命而逃。
You know,
他们弃荒而逃。
People say, you know, I'm a really afraid. The devil is really powerful. I'm really afraid of him.
很多人说，哎呀，那个好像魔鬼很恐怖啊，真的，哎呀，这个很吓人啊。
And then I heard a great prophet called Bobby Connor said, I saw the devil twice.
然后呢，其中有一个很出名的一个先知说，他说我有两次见过魔鬼。
And then someone said, What happened when you saw the devil?
然后有人就问他，你见到那个魔鬼的时候，你有什么反应呢？
He suddenly materialized. Then I told him, Go! And he went.
然后他说那个魔鬼突然就好像表现得很大一样，然后我就命令他离开，然后他就离开了。
You see, the only reason why he has power and authority is because you believe that.
就为什么这个先知他有这个权能力和权柄，是因为他这样。
No, the only reason why you believe the devil has power, you and I believe the devil has power, is because we believe that.
为什么我们觉得这个魔鬼有能力，是因为我们觉得他，我们相信他有能力。
But when you begin to believe God is the greater one that is in you, according to Scripture, he flees.
那么只要你相信那在你里面的是胜过在那世上的，那么仇敌就必要逃跑。
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The devil is a lot more afraid of you than you of him.
其实仇敌比更害怕我们，更惧怕我们。Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why it was one day.
所以就是一夜之间。
Overnight.
一夜之间就发生了。
From the defeat of Israel became the victory.
从一个被击败的一个以色列国，变成一个得胜的国。
And the reason why God put such a desperate story into the Bible so that it can encourage us today?
为什么神把这样一个故事放在圣经当中，是想借着这样故事来鼓励我们？
From eating their sons to abundance and victory in one day.
在一夜之间，他们在一个饥荒窘迫的一个状态，要吃自己儿女的状态，到一个丰盛的一个状态。
From nothing to everything in one day.
在一夜之间，从一无所有到万样样都有。
So don't blame God.
所以我们不要来怪罪神哦。
He's working things out for us.
神在我们当中正在进行。
He's good to us.
神是对我们良善的神。
Amen. The Bible invites us to taste and see that the Lord is good.
让我们来见证神是良善的神。
Amen. Let's pray.
品尝并见证。Amen.
Heavenly Father, we know that you are alive in our lives.
神啊，我们知道你在我们生命当中是活着的神。
Lord, today we want victory.
主，我们今天让我们的生命当中要经历得胜。
Lord, we are desperate for you to do something.
主，我们很迫切的需要你来做一些事情。
I just pray, Lord, put faith into our hearts.
主啊，我们祷告，求你把这样的信心放在我们的心中。
That we can see that which is impossible, possible.
让我们可以看见那个不可能的事情要变为可能。
Renew our minds.
主啊，更新我们的心思意念。
That we can see the impossibility.Become logical.
让我们可以看见那不可能的事情要变成理所应当。
Hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah, 感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢赞美。
Father, we receive your word today. We all need faith.
主，我们今天领受你的话语，我们每个人都需要从你而来的信心。
We all need to believe.
我们都要相信你。
Father, forgive us of every unbelief.
主，求你也赦免我们一切的不信。
Help us, O God, to throw ourselves at your feet.
主，帮助我们可以真的是扑倒到在你面前。
To gamble our destiny with you.
主，帮我们赌上我们的生命在你的手中。
Hallelujah. Lord, let us put everything, oh God, every trust in you.
主，我们所有的一切，我们所有的信靠都在于你，主。
And I ask you, Lord, to manifest your presence.
主，我们也祷告，求你亲自来彰显你的同在。
Manifest yourself in our lives.
哦，主啊，你彰显你自己在我们的生命当中。
We desperately need you.
主，我们迫切的需要你。
Hallelujah. Let's stand.
让我们站立起来。Hallelujah.
If today God is speaking to you,
如果今天你觉得神在对你说话
，When we worship Him,
等下当我们敬拜的时候
，Open your heart and believe.
让我们打开我们的心来领受。
Lord, open my eyes.
主啊，求你打开我属灵的眼睛。
Destroy the stronghold around me.
主啊，来摧毁我一年中的一切的阴影。
Let me believe you.
让我可以相信你。
Help me to see you.
帮助我能亲眼见到你。
Change my life in one day.
主啊，你可以一夜之间就改变我的生命。
One moment.
一个时刻，转眼之间。
One phone call.
主要可能一个电话
With one email,
主要可能一个电邮
Change me, Lord.
主你都可以改变我
Brothers and sisters, we all need this.
弟兄姊妹，每个人都需要这个
We need this for our family.
我们也为我们的家人需要这个
I'm preaching to myself.
今天我在对我自己说这句话
I believe.
我相信
Even if my heart is struggling, I believe.
既然我心中有些许的挣扎，我也要相信。
In the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣基督的名。
Your impossible situation can change.
你那不可能的情况会得到改变。
Partner with God.
让我们与神同工。
Partner with God.
我们与神同工。
He is the one who can do it.
他是那位成就万有的神。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.